Teishin the Daf Yomi is the Gemara of Baba Metzia Daf Ayin Zayin. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Bani Ripstein, Halea Shalom, a Holocaust survivor, and we continue to learn for the safety and success of Tzahal. Bring back the Chatufim, and there should be Shalom and all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we pick up the Gemara three lines from the top of Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph with the words V'Yomai Rava. Rava tells us another halacha. Hayman da ogir ogore ledavla. If a person goes, Reuven goes, and hires workers to go and davla, to go and irrigate his field, and then it rains, V'yosu Mitra, and these people are no longer needed. So who has to pay for the workers? They showed up and now there's no work for them because they were supposed to irrigate the field, but it's raining, so there's no reason to irrigate the field. So say to the Polim, it's tough luck on the Polim. This is not something that the Baal had anything to do with, and if there's no need for the workers, so unfortunately there's no need for the workers. As the Rashi tells us on the top, Rashi, Gishomim Shiardu Hefsid Poalimhu, the Lo Yoav Luhu Midi, Diamaluhu Mizlaichu Gora, because he didn't do anything. He says, hey, it's your luck, your mazel that you're out of work today, not mine. So therefore, the Pseidim is to the Baal, to Poalim. However, Osunara, if however the river overflowed, Pseidim, the Baal HaBayis, then it's tough luck on the Baal HaBayis, because after all, the Yoav Luhu Kipol Bato, he has to go pay the workers. It's not their fault that the river overflowed. They had no reason to think that the river was going to overflow. As Rashi says, the river overflowed for all of the Nichnas Becharitzim, and the river overflowed and went through the irrigation canals that are in the field, Hasuya Masodeh, Umehen Hushosa, and the field is therefore irrigated. Venetrich Ladavlin doesn't need the people to go and fill up the irrigation dishes or to go and irrigate the field. And therefore, this is Pseid the Baal HaBayis. Rashi continues and says, the Poalim Eno Yodim bin Menachsadeu. They don't know that the river sometimes overflows. She Nora Oleli Ashkoso, that it will sometimes be unnecessary to go and irrigate the field manually, and therefore, the owner of the field, he knows, and he should have warned them, listen, there's a chance that you may not need to be working tomorrow because the river sometimes overflows. So therefore, this is considered within the Baal HaBayis' parameter that he should have warned them. And therefore, in this situation, Yoav Luhu Kipol Botel, he has to go pay the workers, albeit he doesn't have to pay them the full price. As I've been giving the example, let's say it'd be $100 to go and work that day, but they would be more than happy to get paid and not work for $50. So he has to give them kippol botel and give them $50. Another ruling from Rava, V'yomar Rava, Hayman de Ogir Ogore Ledavlo. Again, a similar situation. Reuven goes and hires workers to go and irrigate his field. Uposak Nara Bipal Gudyoma. And the river dries up in the middle of the day. What usually happens in this situation is that all the people that are using the river upstream have, so to say, used up the water in the river, and it has to take time for the river to replenish. They've diverted so much of the upstream river, so there's a very small trickle of water that comes down, and the river's essentially dried up in the middle of the day. So they've worked a half a day, but now there's no more work over there for them to do. So who has to pay them? Does the Baal HaBayis have to pay them? Or no, tough luck on them. They're not working the second half of the day. So uposak nara bepagu diyoma. They worked half a day, and now the second half of the day, there is no work for them to do. So Elo Ovid the Pasik, if the river usually doesn't stop flowing. So this is a very unusual thing. So then tough luck. This is an onus, and say to the Paulin, the owner of the field, it's not his fault and it's an onus. Therefore he doesn't have to go pay them. And therefore, say the Paulin. The Paulin lose out. They only get paid for half a day. However, Ovid the Pasik, if on the other hand, this river frequently does stop flowing. So it depends. If they're from this town, Ibnei Maaso, so then they also know that the river sometimes stops flowing, and therefore they took the job with the understanding that, knowing that there may only be a half a day's work over here. And therefore, say to the Polim, it's not the owner of the field's fault. This is something that happens on a regular basis, and they should be aware of it if they live in that town. However, Labnei Maaso, if they're people from a different area, they're not from that town, so they don't know anything about the river, whereas the owner does know about the river, and therefore he should have warned them that there may only be a half a day's work over here, and therefore, say the Baal HaBayis, he has to go and pay them for the other half day's work. Again, he can pay them like a Paul Bartel. Finally, Rava says another din. The Yomar Rava says, Hai man da ogar ogore la vidita. Here, the owner, Reuven, hires people to go and do a certain job for him, certain type of work. However, Vishalim Avidita Bipagud Yom. He thought it would take a whole day to do the work, but they were able to do the work in half a day. Now, he paid them by the day. So they're supposed to be getting $100 for the day. So they finished the job, but they only worked half a day. So E Isle Avidita Denichomine. So Yoivlu, if there is other work of an easier nature, or we'll see, at least the same level of difficulty for them to do. So he hired them for the day, even though he hired them for this job, but they did it much faster than was expected, and therefore they're still hired to him. So if they wish to work for the rest of the day. If they say, okay, we'll only work half a day, that's fine. Nobody's have a problem with that. But if they want to get paid for the whole day, so he's entitled as the boss, the hirer of them, to go and say, I have work for you that's easier than the work I hired you for, so I'm going to give that to you and do that work, or else I'm not going to pay you. Or even, alternatively, inami, the kavose mifkad luhu. He says, I even have the same amount of level of difficulty of work to do. I can ask you to do it, or else I'm not going to pay you. However, to kashamina, if he has work that's more difficult, so today we're going to go and irrigate the field. Now he wants him to go and schlep packages back and forth, much more back-breaking work, let's say. So that harder work, lo mifkadlu, he doesn't have the right to go and demand that they do that. Now, he can offer to pay them more money, and of course, if they're willing to do it, they're allowed to. But if there is no other work of either comparable or easier nature for them to do, they can say, no, we don't want to do harder work. Pay us for the rest of the day. So he does have to pay them, albeit, he has to go pay them the full amount of the pay for the rest of that day. More asks the obvious question, how come not like a Paul Bottle? Am I? The lace of Luhu Kipal Bottle, why doesn't he have to pay them at the lower fee? Okay, they're not working that half of the day. No, they would have made $50 on that half of the day, but they'd be more than happy to get $25 and sit, do nothing. So why does he have to pay them Misholim? He should be able to pay them Kipol Bato. So Gemara says, no, here we're dealing with people that need to work. Ki kama Rava, when Rava said this, then they have to pay them the full amount, is Ba'achlushe de Mechuza. This is an example. Rashi says, who are these Achlushe de Mechuza? These are people that lived in Mechuza, which is Rava's town. Shehu Iro, Shehu Rava. Hayu bnei Adam, harigilim loses ma'asos tomit. They were guys that were working out constantly. Ukishiyoshim b'teilim, and if they were to sit and do nothing, it's actually kashlem. It's very difficult for them. Either they are, one could understand this in the way that they were mentally, they have to work. They can't just sit idle. They don't want to sit idle. This is a job I have to do. I have to, you know, make more money. So therefore, they're not happy to be paid as a poor bottle. So therefore, you have to pay Mishalim because they want to do work. You just don't have work for them, but you hired them. Or alternatively, one could look at this as these guys are guys that like to work out. So they have to do heavy lifting. If they don't do heavy lifting, they're going to get weak. They're going to not keep on maintaining their muscular strength. So therefore, they say, listen, we're going to go to the gym and work out the rest of the day, or we'll carry packages for you the rest of the day. It's your choice. But we're not happy to sit idle and do nothing. So therefore, this Achlushi the Mechuzah, these people in Mechuzah, and it's Labdavka them. It's anybody that would say, I would rather work at a full job than get paid as a Paul Bato. So then you have to pay them Misholim. Gemara continues and quotes back, which we had the Braisa from yesterday, and the Machlokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa. We'll now go through it in more detail. Omamar, Shomim Lohem Es Masha Osu. So we had said in this situation, the man had, owner had agreed to hire workers, let's say for two sloyim, we had said, and then after half of the day's work, they stopped working. So we had said that the Chachamim hold that the hand of the worker is always in the better position. A person, as we'll see, Gemara will tell us that we are avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avodayhem, and not the avodim of avodim. And therefore, a person has the right to say, I don't wish to work anymore. You can't force me to work. I had agreed to work, but now I don't wish to work anymore. And therefore, you have to pay me for the work that I did. You don't have to pay me for any future work that we're supposed to do. So in this situation, they worked half a day. So they say, we're entitled to one seller. We had agreed to work for the full day for two slimes. We work half a day for one seller, which is four dinarma, four zuzim. So that was the scenario. So I'm a mar. So the Chachamim, the Tanakhama of the Braisa, had said, Shomim Lohem Es Masha. So you evaluate what they did. They worked a half a day. So Ketzad. So you see how much they worked and how much it's going to be for the rest of the day. So Hoya Yofa Shisha Dinarm. If Shisha Dinarm, which is a sell and a half, if the price of workers has gone up, so then, no, say Lehem Seller, he still has to pay them a seller for the work. He can't say, well, listen, I agreed to pay two slime for the whole day. I'm now going to have to pay one and a half seller for the afternoon's work, so you're only getting a half a seller for the morning's work. You can't say that. No, you have to pay them the agreed upon price of one seller for the morning's work, for the half day's work. Because the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, that price held, Kosavri Rabbanon Yad Poel Aloyona, because the worker is always in the upper hand of the position, because again, Avodaihem, we are all servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not servants to other servants. Then the Braisa said, oh, Yigbaru Milachton V'yitu Shnei Slam. Or they have the option, even though the price of labor has gone up, but they had agreed to work for two Slam. So if they wish, they want to get paid for the rest of the day so they can work for the other seller for the other half of the day. They already earned one seller of the two Slam, and they can go and work the other half of the day for the other seller. One says, yeah, Pshita, that was the deal. What's the Braisa telling us that we don't know? So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, we need this over here to teach us Diyakir Avidita, that the worker salary has gone up. Again, the prices fluctuate. They're teaching us this idea that if now in the afternoon it's a hot day, so the price for the workers has gone up. So the Imru Palim. Here the word the Imru doesn't mean, and they said, Rashi explains, the Imru means Loshon Hefresh. They said, we're stopping to work, and we're no longer going to work in your field. We're going to see if we can get work at the higher price, because we'd agreed to work with you for a sell of it. Now the price is a sell and a half, so we'll see if we get other work. They took their lunch break and said, we're not coming back, and they couldn't find other work, however. There was a bad problem here. He doesn't have work. He said, no, come and work for me, come work for me, come work for me. He begged them to work for him, and they agreed. So, you might have thought, Motso Omre Le, that the workers could say to this Balabais, listen, the reason why we agreed to work with you because we thought you were paying us a higher salary. We were trying to get the 1.5 sellout work elsewhere, and when you begged us to come back to you, we naturally thought that you were paying us the 1.5 seller for the afternoon. Keep if I see none, when you agreed for us to come back, I daita the tofas lon agro. We thought that you were going to pay us the higher price. Oh, he never agreed to that. So, Kamash Ulan, the Amaluho. So, therefore, the Chacham, the Tanakama of the Brights are telling us no. When he begged them to come back, it was Adaita de Tirchana Luchu Bachilu Shasiya. How he appeased them, how he begged them to come back was he said, I'll give you lunch, I'll give you a gala supper over here, and therefore come back to work. But I never agreed to pay you a sella and a half for the afternoon work, and therefore that's why it's not Pshita that he only has to pay them the total 2 sloyim and not to pay them any additional compensation just because the cost of labor has gone up. He never agreed to them. Now, he does have to give them whatever he promised them. So if he promised them lunch and supper, he has to give them lunch and supper. But if he didn't promise them an increase in wages, then he doesn't have to give them an increase in wages, even though the wages have gone up elsewhere. Okay, the Gemara continues and says, Sela, the Braisa had said, if the current rate for the workers did not go up, it was still a seller. So for the afternoon work, it's a seller. So if they went and worked for the afternoon, they get their 2 slime. They got the seller for the morning, they get the seller for the afternoon. And the Gemara says again, Pshita, why would you think that that's not the case? Of course they're going to get a seller for the afternoon's work because that's what they agreed upon and that's what the going rate saw. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not Pshita. Lo tzricho, we need it over here because dizal avidato meikora. Because here, the original standard rate of work wasn't a sella. It was 3/4 of a sella. And in fact, he had gone and paid them more. V'yagrinu bitfei zuza. For whatever the reason, he couldn't get workers easily at 3/4 of a sella, or he just wanted to get his workers hired. So he said, I'm willing to pay everybody an extra zuz. So I'm willing to pay everybody a full sella, an extra zuz. Instead of 3 zuzim, 3/4 of a sella, I'll pay you 4 zuzim, which is a full sella. And now, ulusof iyaker avidita. And now, it's a very hot day, and the laborers are getting, by everybody else, the same amount, the 4 zuzim. And therefore, vikom bitvei zuza, the regular rate for workers, is now the rate that they were given. And therefore, you might have thought that if they stop working, amri le, tvei zuza amislan, the workers might have the ability to tell the owner, hey, you promised us an extra zuz, so instead of giving us now 4, you should give us 5. Tvei zuza hablan, and pay us for the afternoon, 5 zuzim, not only the 4 zuzim that you had promised us. So the chiddush is, Kumash Malan, the Amaluhu, the chiddush of the Chachon and the Tanakhama of the Braisa is that Ki Amri Luchu Tvei Zuzah, when the original deal was struck that he would pay them an extra zuz, that was because the going rate was 3 zuzah and he was willing to pay 4. V'lo Hava Kim Luchu, and you weren't certain that you'd be able to get work at all, and therefore you were very, very happy to take the labor at 4 zuz. Not that I'm going to pay you, if it's 4 zuz, 5 zuz. Hashta kim luchu. Therefore, be happy that you originally got the higher rate that everybody else is now getting. So that's all you're getting. And that's why it's not pshita that they should get paid the standard agreement that they had before. And you might have thought that they were entitled to 1 more zuz than the standard rate. So the answer is no. He said, I'll pay you 4. He didn't say, I'll pay you 1 more than whatever the going rate is. He said, I'll pay you 4. If the going rate went up from 3 to 4, so that's all they're entitled to anyway. That was the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Braisa. Then we have Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa Omer, he disagreed. He had said basically that if the workers leave, so then it's their responsibility. They're hurting the Balabais, and therefore they have to compensate him if he has a loss. So Rabbi Dosa Omer, Shomin Lehen Ismasha Osid Leosos, you look at how much work is still left to be done, and you then go and see, do they or do they not have to compensate the Balabais? So, if there still is 6 dinarim's work to do because the cost of the labor has gone up. So the total cost originally was 8 dinarim, 8 zuzim. But they had worked a half a day, but now the labor has gone up. So he's going to have to hire people at 6 zuzim to do the afternoon's work. His expectation was that the whole day would be 8 zuzim. So therefore, notes in lem shekel. He only has to give them a shekel, which is a half of a seller, which is two zuz for their morning's work, not four zuz, because they caused them a loss. He was expecting to have the whole work done for eight. Now he's going to have to pay six in the afternoon. So therefore, he only has to pay them two for the morning because they were the ones that quit on him midstream. And his shita is, Rabbi Dosa holds, Kosovar Yad Poel Ala Tachtona. He said, if the worker reneges on doing his work, so then he's in the weaker position. The Chachamim, the Tanakama of Rabbi Dosa, they say, no, Avodayhen, we're the Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not your Eved, and therefore, if we want to quit, we're allowed to quit with no harm done, as long as it's not a Dover Ovid. If it's something that is causing him a direct financial loss right now because something will spoil, etc., so then we talked about that, everybody agrees, even the Chachamim agreed that if it's a Dover Ovid, so then they have to make up any loss that the owner has. But if it's not a Dover Ovid, so then this is the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa. Chachamim say that the worker is in the better position, and Rabbi Dosa says, "Ksava yad poel ala tachtona." Then Rabbi Dosa said, he gives him the option, "O yigmur melachton v'yidu shnei slam," or finish off the job, even though everybody else is getting paid six for the afternoon's work, but we had agreed for four. So if you want to do the rest of the day's work and get paid your two selah, so then do the job, and I'll pay you the two selah, the eight zuzim. So the Gemara says, "Pshita." Again, that's obvious. That's what they agreed upon. Why do I need a brisa to tell me that? So again, the Gemara says, the Rabbi Dosa would say, "Lo tzricha." No, you need to tell us this then, because dizol avidata. Let's say that the price of the labor is actually lower in the afternoon. So therefore, the Amar Balabais, and again, the word the Amar over here means that he withdrew. So the Balabais said, listen, why would I pay you four for the afternoon when I can now get it for three? And therefore, the Azul Poalu Faisu, the worker said, listen, they go to the owner and says, listen, we want to really do the job. We want to do the job. We want to do the job. The Azul Poalu Faisu, and they begged him, and they basically got him to agree to hire them for the rest of the day. So, mild to tell me, you might have thought that Motzi Armalu, that the one who's hiring them, can say, listen, Adaita de Batsrisu, leave me agrai. I was arguing with the understanding, just like I could get it for everybody else at three zuzim for the afternoon. I thought you guys were coming back and also agreeing to work for three zuzim for the afternoon. So, the Chiddush is, they never said that. Kamash Balan. So how did they appease him? How did they go and beg him? And he took them back because the Amri Lay, they had said to him, the Avid non law, Avidatosh Abirta, because we're going to work really good for you. We're going to work extra hard. We're going to work so well, you're going to be so thrilled with us that you'll be happy that you paid us that extra zuz rather than taking the standard labor for three. You'll be happy you got us for the originally agreed upon four, even though you can get for others for three now. So that's what they said. This is like when the other way around, when he had promised them lunch and supper, but he didn't promise them to give them a raise. So Tovia, they said, we'll work really well for you, but we didn't agree to take it at a lower cost. Then the next part of the price is said that if the worker's price has not gone up or down, so then if they work the rest of the day, they get the seller. They get the second seller for the afternoon. The Gemara says, no sin lahem seller. So the obvious answer is, that's pshita. Why do we need Rabbi Dosa to tell us this? And that's what the Gemara says, Pshita, Rav Huna, Breda Rav Nassin, Rav Huna, who's the son of Rav Nassin, says, no, we need it for the following scenario. Lo tzricha, we need Rabbi Dosa to tell us this, the ozilu inu gabe zuzo meikora. That's because when the workers started out, they said, we will work for less than everybody else. Now here, everybody else was getting five, and they said, we will work for you for four. However, ulesov zol avidita. Now, in the second half of the day, the prices of the workers went down, and everybody else is only getting four. They're no longer getting five. So you might have thought, Mao de Tamar bought Sir Zuzo Amrisulahu. You might have thought that the owner, the Balabais, can say to the workers, you agreed to work for one less than everybody else. You agreed to work originally when everybody else was getting five. You agreed to work for four. Now that everybody else is getting four, you should agree to work for three. Because you might have said, Batzer Zuzo Amrisulahu. You said you work for a Zuz less. So Batzer Zuzo Yavinu Luchu. And therefore, I'll give you now only three instead of the agreed upon four. No. So the Chiddush is, Kamash Mulan. Rabbi Dos is telling us, the Amri Lay, that the workers can tell this Bala Boss. No. When we said we'd originally work for four when the going rate was five, he Amar no Lucha be Batzer Zuzo, because the Lo have a Kim Lucha. That's because you weren't at all certain that you would be able to go get workers at that rate of four. And therefore, you were very happy to take us as four. But now, don't expect us to take three, because everybody else is now getting four. We didn't agree to take less than four. We agreed to take less than five, but we didn't agree to take less than four. Hashta Kim Loch, you hired us, and we're going to take that rate of four. And therefore, if we work the rest of the day, then we get paid the rate of four, and not the rate of one less than everybody else, which would be three. Okay, so this is the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Dosa that we now understand a lot better than we did in yesterday's reading of it directly in the Brisa. How do we paskin? Amar Rav. Rav says halacha ki Rabbi Dosa. Rav paskins like Rabbi Dosa. Now we'll see. He doesn't paskin like Rabbi Dosa throughout, as we'll answer. But right now we're saying that Rav paskins like Rabbi Dosa. Again, the two scenarios over here that we've been talking about. One is that the workers are hired for a what we call a koblen type of a job, which is do this job and you get paid $100. I don't care if it takes you an hour, it takes you 10 hours. I'm paying you for the job. And then there's the hourly rate or the daily rate. That is a worker who's hired for a specific period of time, getting paid a specific amount per hour or per day, whatever the arrangement was. Now, Mi Amar Rav Hachi. The Gemara now questions and said, did Rav really hold like Rav Dosa? Again, Rav Dosa says that the worker, if he reneges on the deal, then he's going to have to compensate the owner. Did Rav really say that? For Amar Rav, Paul Yochel Lazerbo Afilu B'chatzia Yom. Rav agrees with the idea of Avadayhem, that we are servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not servants to other people. So therefore, Rav seems to really hold more like the opinion of the Chachamim than he does Rabbi Dosa. The Chachamim say that the worker can leave anytime he wants, whereas Rabbi Dosa says, no, the workers have to compensate the owner if they caused him a loss. So, Rav, how can you pass like Rav Dosa? You pass him like the Chachamim. So, I'm a Rav, Poa Yochel Lasubo Afilu B'chatzia Yom. So, what's going on over here? So someone says, are you going to tell me that there's a difference between the two types of workers, the koblen who's working for a set amount for the job and the one that's getting paid an hourly rate? The schiris is the worker who's getting paid by the hour or by the day, and koblenus is he's getting paid by the job. Rabbi Dosa doesn't make such a distinction. How do we know that? Because, well, Tani, we learn the following b'risa, hasocher es hapoel. If somebody goes and hires a poel to work for him, Reuven hires Shimon to work for him. Nebuch, this worker, in the middle of the day, he finds out that Nebuch, one of his seven relatives, died. He's not allowed to work. He's an onet. He has to go home. He can't work. It's an ones. Or Nebuch, the guy got sick. He has a fever. And he can't work. He's physically unable to work. So these are types of an ones. So in Sochiru, so the Brisa says, if he was hired by the day, in other words, by an hourly wage, he's a Sochir, we turn to Ayin Zayin Omid Bay. So no, see, low sorrow. So then the employer has to pay him for the half of the day that he worked. He doesn't have to pay him for the rest of the day, but he has to pay him for the half of the day that he worked. In Kablanu, if this was a job and he had finished half of the job, he was being paid by the job. So no, see, low Kablanu, so he has to pay him half of the job. Now, this was talking here about an onus, money. Whose opinion is this? If this is the opinion of the Chachamim, what does that have to do with an onus? The Chachamim say, Avadayhem, below Eved Avadim, that you are the servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you can leave whenever you want. You're not a servant to anybody else. So if this was the opinion of the Chachamim, Ilei Merabbanon, so then, my Iriya, Shama Shemes Lomes, oh, Shah Chazoso Chama, what difference does it make if it was an onus or not? That he Nebuch found out he's in Aninus, one of his Zion Krovin passed away, or that he suddenly can't work, he has a fever. The onus that you're telling me that it has to be a din of an onus, even according to the Chachamim, kilo onus nami. Even if it wasn't an onus, so he also wouldn't have to go and work because the Chachamim hold ha amru rabbanon yag poel al yona. We don't have to go work for somebody else. So mustn't this brisa be el rav Rabbi Dosi? This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. And what do we see? Shmami no lo shani leil Rabbi Dosa bein schiris lekabonis, that there is no distinction over here between hiring out for a job or hiring out yourself just for an hourly or a daily wage. So therefore, how can Rav say he holds like Rabbi Dosa when here he clearly holds that Rav had said that you are avadai Hashem and not evet avadim, and that you don't have to go and work for somebody else. So Rav seems to be holding like both the Chacham and Rabbi Dosa, and they're in arms with each other. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no. V'davar ha'avad, this Bryce is talking about where there's a financial loss. So it has to be only an onus that we don't hold the workers accountable. But let's say there was the flax that had to be taken out of the pit or else the flax would spoil. And now, in the middle of the job, they just quit. So they're causing this owner of the flax a financial loss. So v'davar ha'avad, then even the Chachamim agree, v'divri ha'kol, the Chachamim of Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Dosa all agree in that situation that you go and compensate, the workers have to go and compensate the owner for any loss that he incurred. And therefore, this Brisa, in fact, holds like everybody. This is the opinion not only of Rabbi Dosa, but this would even be an opinion of the Tanakhama. No, we still have a problem. Based upon this answer, we seem to suggest that Rabbi Dosa says that there's a difference between a sochir and a koblen. But the following Mishnah, which we had yesterday share, said otherwise. Kol Mishana, we learned in the Mishnah, it said anybody who changes around what their job was supposed to be, so yodolatona, they're in the worst position. Then it added on, we'll call a chosbon, and somebody retracts from what they agreed to do, yod alach tachtona. Now these seem to be saying the same thing. So bishlam kol mishani yod alach tachtona, that teaches us this stam lon tanik Rabbi Yehuda. This opinion, therefore, is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, which we will learn in Mir Tzashem. Rashi points out in Tavarish here on Daf Ayin Chesam of Beis, but we had this in the Gemara in Bava Kama not that long ago, in Perikah Gozalaitzim, where a person hired somebody to go and dye something red, and instead they dyed it black. So we had said in that situation that he doesn't get his full salary, but for any benefit that he had made, so he has to go and get paid for that benefit that he did. So what do you see from here? That yodo ala tachtona. Very good. So this teaches us that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a stam mishnah. Our mishnah now is stam mishnah without attribution, and it holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Fine, that's why you need the first part of the mishnah, kol mishana, to teach us this din that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Stam lon tana ki Rabbi Yehuda. However, the second part, ela kol achozibo yod alach tatona lasu yimai. What else does that come to teach us? Lav lasu yipol. Doesn't it come to teach us not only if you're a kablon, but also if you're a socher, if you're a hired worker, ulcher Rabbi Dosa, and it comes to paskin like Rabbi Dosa that the stam position is that yodo ala tachtona for the worker if he reneges. So this is true for both a socher and a kablon. And therefore, how can Rav say that he holds like Rabbi Dosa when Rav says that we hold like the Chachamim that the worker can leave whenever he wants? So it says, you attack 100% right. Hello, Rabbi Dosa, Tartikomar. In fact, Rabbi Dosa holds both. Rabbi Dosa holds that both the Zohir and the Kablon, they're Yodo Alach Tachtona. But Rav, the Rav Sovelo Kavosi Bechoda, he holds like him in regards to the person who's hired for a Kablon position. Then he holds like Rabbi Dosa. However, Upalingale Bechada, but in regards to a Zohir, for a person who's hired out by the hour, by the day, getting an hourly or a daily wage, so then he, in fact, doesn't hold like a Ridosa. In that situation, he says, Avodai heim velo eved avodim. And therefore, he doesn't have to go and work. He can stop working at any point in time. Again, as long as it's not a dover or avod. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, we buy his same or kol achozibo yod alach tachtona. Why do we need the Mishnah to tell us the second statement that if you retract from what you said you would do, you're in the worst position? That's to teach us the following situation. Look at the time, look in the following braisa, to go and explain our Mishnah. So therefore, we say as follows, kol achozer bo ketzad, that what does it mean when you're retracting over here? What's the scenario? Hare shemoch esod lechaveru be'elav zuz. A person sold his field, Reuven sells his field to Shimon for 1,000 zuz, and Shimon paid him only 200 zuz. V'nosin lo mos behen mosayim zuz. He only paid him 200 of the 1,000. So, bizman shemoch achozer bo. Now, the seller says, I decided to change my mind. You only paid me 200, I changed my mind. So, yad lo keach alo yonah. The one who purchased the field, albeit he only paid 200, but he purchased the whole field, so he's in a better position. And he can say to Reuven, the original owner, Ratsa Omer lo, Tainli Ma'osi, give me back my 200 bucks, and then we'll be fine. Give me back the 200 zuz, and fine. Or you can say, O Tainli Karka, Kineged Ma'osai, or give me the value of my money in Karka. And Nehechon Magbiu, and which Karka does he give him? So it says, Min Ha'idius, from the best. Now we'll have two interpretations a moment in the Gemara that means from the best of that land that he purchased, or that he can demand, if you can't give me back money, give me from the best of your property, and not from the Beinonis, not from the middle level, and not from certainly from the lower level. So this Min Ha'idius could mean one of two things. However, but if it's a purchase, says, listen, I paid 200, I don't got the rest of the money, I want to renege on the deal. So then, Yad Mokhar Alonim, then Reuven, the one who sold the field, is in a better position. If he wants, Ratsa Omer Lo, Helech Mor Secha, he can say to him, listen, here's your money back. Okay, fine, I'm happy to do that. Or he can say, Ratsa Omer, or Reuven can say to Shimon, you purchased 200 bucks worth of karka. Helech karka kinegi mor secha. So here, instead of me giving you back the money, I'm giving you back 200 bucks, 200 zuz worth of karka. And what type of karka, mehechon magbiyu, he can give him min hatziburis, he can give from the worst karka. Again, two interpretations is, either from the worst karka of that field that was 1,000, so the different areas, he can give him the worst area, or if he doesn't have the money to give him back, he can give him from his own worst fields that he has elsewhere. Now, the Gemara continues with this brisa, and it says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Milandino Social Yachzru. There's a way to go and make sure that you won't have such conflicts in the future. When a person sells his field, Reuven sells the field to Shimon, and Shimon only gives him 200 bucks for the 1,000 buck field. So, Kesev, what should he do? Kosev, though, he should write a document that says, Ani Ploni ben Ploni, I so and so. Macharti saw the Plonis le Ploni be'elzuz. I sold this field. Reuven writes a document says, I sold this field to Shimon for 1,000 bucks. No, he only gave me 200, not selling him more sign zuz, he paid me 200, and the other 800, Vareni no shebo ches meo zuz, I'm loaning him the other 800, so it's considered as if he gave me the entire 1,000 right now, and therefore he owns the field entirely right now, and he has an IOU to me for 800 zuz. And in this situation, Connor, the field definitely belongs to Shimon, umachzu lo es ashar, and eventually Shimon has to pay him the 800 zuz that's remaining, afilu liacher kama shanim. And this could even be after many years, however long it takes it to pay him, Reuven can go collect at any point in time, because this field totally belongs down to Shimon, and this Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel obviates any problems over here about the mocher or the koneh going and retracting their sale. Mark continues and discusses the following. Omar Mar, Mehechon Magbiu. We had said, Min Ha'idis, that in the first scenario, he can go take from the best of the properties, when, in fact, Reuven had sold the field to Shimon, and then Reuven reneged, so Shimon gets to go and take from the best of the properties. We said the two interpretations, now we'll see what that means. So firstly, it means that if Reuven can't pay him with money, so then he can go take from the best of Reuven's properties. The loye el bachov, the Gemara says, but why? He's only a bachov, he owes him money, and a bachov is only able to collect from the beinonis. So it's not bachov dino ki beinonis. So how come he's able to go collect from the best? So Gemara says, furthermore, v'od ha'ara d'yoyev zuze, he paid money for the field, so give him back that field, whatever the value is of that field. Why does he have to go and give him from his best properties? So Amr of Nachman Yitzchi explains, me'idis shabbat. It's talking about, no, he takes from that field. He gives him from that one-fifth of the field that he purchased, so he gets the best one-fifth of that field. So that's the simple answer. U'mizuri shabbat. And in the Sefer of the Braisa, when it says that if Shimon retracts, that Reuven can give him the ziburis, it means from that field. Okay, that's teretz number one. It's talking about that field. Alternatively, Rav Acha b'rei de Rav Yikar Amar, no, afilu temo mi'idis din chosid, even if you're talking about from his properties that he owns, because we don't say he gives him the bainis, because stam man dezovin arab bi'alfei zuzi, if a person went and bought fields for 1,000 zuz, he must have sold other fields, and therefore he has been damaged. He's like a nizak in this situation. He sold all of his fields, so go get this one great field, and therefore ozule mozil umezabin chosid, he must have sold his other properties at a somewhat discount in order to get the cash, in order to buy this great field right now. And therefore, if Reuven retracts on the deal, so in fact he's hurt Shimon. And Vahabalei Kenizak, and Enizak Utanan, Enizak Hanizok in Shomin Lehem Be'idis, he gets them the best of the fields. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Omer, he had said at the end of the Braisa, Malavdanos Shalo Yachziru, Ketzad, Kosid Lo Ani Ploni Ben Ploni Chul. He said, make it into a loan. So even though he only gave you 200, say you're loaning him the other 800. He bought the entire field outright, and therefore you can get it back from him at any point in time. Now, time of the costly hachi. The only reason this works is because Rosh Hashanah said he actually wrote this out as a document. Implication being, lo kasav hachi, if he didn't write this out, lo kani, then in fact, he doesn't own the field. But wait a second, what we learned in the following brayso, Tanya, hanosein a ravon lechaveru. If you go and give something, when you buy something from somebody else, but you give them a collateral until you fully pay for it, and you save your omelo. So Reuven sells the field to Shimon, and Shimon says, listen, I haven't paid for it yet fully, but here's the collateral. The Omar Lo, and he says, Im ani chozeh bi, if I retract on this deal, ervoni mochulcha, this collateral you get to keep. And to show the strength on the other side, the one who sold it, Im ani chozeh bi, and Reuven says, and if I'm retracting and I take back this field, echbol lecha ervoncha, I will pay you double your ervon, your collateral that you gave me. And if they both agree to this, niskai muhat tanoim, so then they, in fact, each have to go and do what they said. The buyer, Shimon, will lose his collateral if he doesn't go through with the deal, and Reuven, the seller, will have to pay twice the collateral if, in fact, he's the one that reneges on the deal, divi Rav Yossi. Now, Rav Yossi l'taimei, this goes in accord with what Rav Yossi holds, that asmachta kanya, because we've learned the Omer asmachta kanya, that's his opinion. Now, the Braisa continues and says, Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda omer, dayosh yikne kineged ravono. No, he doesn't have to go and pay more than the Eravon. He gets what the Eravon was worth, that amount of land he gets. So in this situation, Omer Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, Bamed Zohar Mu'un, what are we talking about? Bisman Sha'amalo Eravoni Yikon. Let my Eravon be the way that I'm acquiring the field. Abu Machalo saw the Be'el of Zuz, but in our case where it's El of Zuz, V'nosin lo mehem chomesh me'el Zuz, but if he paid him 500, kana, he acquires the entire field. even though he hasn't paid the full amount. And he has to pay him the rest, but he owns the whole field right now. So in the case of the Eirovon, then he only acquired the amount that the Eirovon was worth. But if he paid him cash, then he gets the whole field. Now that's without a document doing what Rabbi Gamliel said in the first price that we brought down. So there seems to be a stira within Rabbi Gamliel. So Gemara says, lo kasha. No, there's no stira. Ha de ka ayel v'nothik azuze, and ha de lo ka ayel v'nothik azuze. No, it's because did the one who sold him the field keep on demanding the money from him? He keeps on demanding the money from him. So then he's showing that I'm not selling you the whole field until you pay me all the money. But in a case where he didn't keep on running after him for the money, no, you owe me the 500, okay, you owe me the 500, fine. I'm not running after you. So then that means that he was selling the entire field. And I'll show you this is right. The Omer Rava, Hayman de Zabi Midi Lechavi. If somebody's selling something to his friend, and he keeps on asking him for the money, so then Lo Kani. So then he's not selling the field until he gets all the money. However, Lo Nofik, Ayel Venofik Azuzi. But if he doesn't keep on passing for the remainder of the money, so yes, of course, he's entitled to get it. But it meant that he was selling the field, even though he didn't get the full money, and therefore, Kani. In fact, in that case, it is purchased. Rava continues as another statement. V'yomar Rava. Rava says, Hayman de Osfe Mei Azuzi Lechavrei. Person lent $100 to his friend. Reuven lent Shimon $100. Upari zuza zuza, and Shimon paid him back a zuza at a time, one buck at a time. So then that's called paying him back. Pay wrong, heavy. However, Elo de Isle Tarom Mitzkabe, but he has a right to be upset with him for that. Why? Because the Amalei. Because Reuven can say to Shimon, listen, you really caused me to lose all this money. Asa de Tinhu Minai, because when you pay me back a buck at a time, I really wasn't careful with it and I spent it real quickly. If you pay me back the whole $100 at a time, I go put it in the bank or do something with it. So therefore, he can be upset. Marketing news: how Gavra de Zabin lechamro lechavre. The once was a person who sold a donkey to his friend. You see on the side it says, "Look in the Maram." So the Maram in Lublin says that we specifically say that this is a donkey over here rather than wine because it wasn't common for people to go and sell a donkey. Wine was common to sell, but a donkey was like real estate and it wasn't common to sell it. So this must be talking here about the selling of a donkey and not the selling of wine. In any event, he sold it to him and the person purchased it. Reuven sold his donkey to Shimon and Shimon paid for it with, let's say it was $100, he paid $99 and one zuz he didn't pay. And Reuven wanted to get that last zuz and he kept on going back and forth to get that last zuz. So Yosef Ravashi became Aimba and then Ravasi looked into it and he said, "Ki I gav demai, what would be the halach in this situation? Kani or lo kani? Do we say, as we said before, that if he keeps on looking for the money, it's not considered a full sale until he gets all the money? Or do we say, no, he gave him 99 out of the 100, it's a full sale. No, he owes him $1, but it's still considered a full sale." So Amalei Rav Mordechai, Ravashi, Rav Mordechai says to Ravashi, "Hochi amar Avimi Hagrunya." This is what Avimi, who came from the city of Hagrunya, said. Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav was one that said the original member. He says, "Zuze ki zuze dami velo kani." What difference does it make if it's one zuz or it's many zuz? If he's interested in getting the full price, it means he's not selling it until he gets the absolute full price. More questions. It says Amalei Ravacha, Brei the Yosef Ravashi, Ravacha, who is the son of Rav Yossi, said to Ravashi, "Varmina Mishmei the Rava Kani." But Rava had said previously that he does, in fact, own it in this situation. So Amalei, so Ravashi said to Ravacha, "Berei the Rav Yosef." No, Titargem Shmaisech Bemocher Sodeo. That's talking about where a person was selling his field. And we turn to Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Mipnei Ra'a Saw, because the poor quality of the field. In that situation, since the guy's so happy to get rid of the field finally, even if he doesn't get all the money, he's happy to go and have the sale be done. But normally, even if it's one zuz missing, he wouldn't be happy. Now the Gemara says, "Pshita boil zavune b'meyav lo ashkach." If the guy wants to sell his field for 100 and he can't find anybody to buy it, so then he needs the money. So v'zabim masayim, he sells a much easier to sell field for 200, but the guy doesn't pay for it right away. For ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi, and Reuven keeps on saying, "I want my money." So then lo kani. Obviously, Shimon doesn't acquire the field until he pays the full amount of money. However, Ella, what was it the other way around? Ella, he boil zavune b'meyav lo ashkach. He wanted to sell his property for 100, but the Itara Chavi Mashkach, if he had really troubled himself, he would have been able to find somebody for 100, but the Lotar, he didn't feel like troubling himself. And therefore, he just sold a much easier to sell field, the Zabim Masayim. What's the Allah in that situation? For Ko'ayel B'Nofik Azuzi, he wants to get the money. So, Mai, do we say in this situation, it's Kimoche Sadeo Mipnei Ra'asu Dami Yolo? Do we compare this to the case of a very difficult to sell field, a bare field, and he just thrilled to go and sell it? So to over here, since he was thrilled to sell it for 200, because he didn't want to trouble himself to sell it for 100, so therefore, it's like it was a bare field, and therefore, even though he didn't get the full amount, it's a valid sale, or do we say no, it's not? The Gemara says take it. We don't come to an answer to this. Finally, we finish up by quoting the Mishnah. We said in a situation where a person hires out a donkey driver, or the Kador was the potter who has wagons as well, so he's like a wagon driver as well. So if they went and tricked him, since this is a Dover or Ovid, he's allowed to go, if they reneged on the deal, he's allowed to go and hire expensive workers to replace them, and they'll be responsible, or he can trick them. So at Kama Sochalim, here the Gemara asks, how much are you allowed to go and pay extensive workers and expect them to pay, make up the difference? So Omer of Nachman Rachel says, Akdis Charen, the value of their wages, but not more than that. So Gemara says, wait a second, we just said the other day, Eser Orvel or Nachman, Adar Bo V'chamishim Zuz, we just said, you have to pay them even 40 or 50 Zuz, which is much more than the wages for one day. So how come here it's different? So Amalei Rav Nachman says, no, here it's different, because Kitanya Hi, Shebasa Chavil L'Yodo, when we said our boy v'chamishim zuz, that's because they brought all their tools with them. And therefore, if they brought all the tools with them, he can basically say that I'm using to go and pay for the workers that I now have to replace because you backed out on me at the last moment and it's causing me a financial loss. But if they didn't have all the tools, then all he's allowed to do is hire workers for the wages that he has to pay. And it'll be their responsibility to make up the difference between what he would have paid them and what he now is paying for the other workers. With this, we conclude today's share.